much, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so ready to start. We've considered everything that the applicant and the other persons, the residents of Sandon, have said to us today and have now reached a decision. So the date of this hearing is Monday the 21st of October 2019, and the members of the panel were myself, Councillor Elizabeth Dennis-Harbour, Councillor Ian Albert and Councillor Mike Rice. The licence holder in this instance is Sandonbury Farm Limited, and the premises address are Sandonbury Farm, Sandon, Buntingford, Hertfordshire, SG90QY. And they applied for their licence on the 27th of August 2019. Okay. Now, this is an application for a new premises licence under Section 17 of the Licensing Act 2003. And the subcommittee has read the material presented to it and has listened to all the evidence and submissions. The subcommittee has considered the national guidance and the statement of licensing policy and has come to the following decision. And that decision is that the subcommittee has decided to grant the application subject to the timings and conditions below. All right, so the license of activities and timings granted are as follows. For live music, it will be Sunday to Thursday from 0800 hours to 2300 hours, so there's no change from the application in that respect. On Fridays and Saturdays, and days preceding a bank holiday, live music indoors will be from 0800 hours to 2330 hours. Live music outdoors Sunday to Saturday is from 1000 to 2000 hours. And outdoor music is not permitted to last for longer than 1 hour and is only permitted in association with music accompanying a ceremony. Recorded music indoors, Sunday to Thursday, no change from the application as submitted. So that's from 0800 hours to 2300 hours. Friday and Saturday, and days preceding a bank holiday, 0800 hours to 2330. And recorded music outdoors, Sunday to Saturday, 1000 to 2000. And again, outdoor music is not permitted to last for more than 1 hour and is only permitted in association with music accompanying a ceremony. Late night refreshments, both indoors and outdoors, will be Friday to Saturday from 2300 hours to 2330, and days preceding a bank holiday 2300 hours to 2330. And the sale of alcohol for consumption on the premises, Sunday to Thursday, 0800 hours to 2230 hours, Friday and Saturday, and days preceding a bank holiday 0800 hours to 2330. Okay, and the number of events is limited to 75 days per calendar year, with no more than 3 event days per calendar week. And the hours that the premises are open to the public are Sunday to Thursday, 0800 hours to 2300 hours, Friday and Saturday, 0800 hours to midnight, and days preceding a bank holiday, 0800 hours to midnight. So there's no change to the operating hours. Okay. Now, in terms of conditions proposed by the applicants as part of the application, this licence will be subject to the conditions offered by the applicant during the application in order to promote the licensing objectives and appended to this decision notice. These conditions were listed on the application summary circulated by the licensing officer at the commencement of the hearing. And the conditions deemed appropriate for the promotion of the licensing objectives. The subcommittees recognise that conditions will only be imposed on a licence where conditions are appropriate for the promotion of one of the 4 licensing objectives. The subcommittee will only impose conditions on a licence where relevant representations have been made, and it considers that it is appropriate to impose conditions as a result of these representations. The following conditions are each considered appropriate by the subcommittee to promote the licensing objectives of prevention of crime and disorder and the prevention of public nuisance. So these conditions are new, but not necessarily unseen. We did discuss this during the hearing. So the first one is the sale of alcohol between the hours of 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. is restricted to guests staying in the overnight accommodation as part of a meal. The second condition is that The premises license holder shall ensure that a telephone number and or email address for residents to raise concerns during or after an event is available. I should add to that there. Lovely. And both these conditions were agreed by the applicant during the course of the hearing. Now, the effect of failure to comply with any of the conditions that are attached to the licence or certificate is a criminal offence, which means that upon conviction, it could result in an unlimited fine or up to 6 months imprisonment or both. So the consequences for failing to comply with the conditions is serious. statutory guidance. The subcommittee has taken into account the guidance issued under Section 182 of the Licensing Act 2003, this is the April 2018 version, in reaching its decision, and we found that a number of sections are relevant in reaching the decision that we've reached. There's a lot of statutory sections. I'm not going to read each and every one of them out here and now, but they will be in the written decision notice that's going to be published and online from tomorrow. In regards to licensing policy considerations, the subcommittee has taken into account North Harts District Council's statement of licensing policy in reaching its decision, and we found, again, that a number of sections are relevant in reaching this decision today. I'm not going to read out that series of letters and numbers. They're in the report, and they will be, and that will be online for you to read tomorrow to understand. Now, I think what's important is that we explain the reasons that we've reached this particular decision as a committee. And that's because we felt that by virtue of the conditions that were agreed between the applicants and the responsible authorities, so the police, environmental health, etc., who weren't present today, as well as the conditions agreed during the course of this hearing by the applicants, granting the licence would not risk the promotion of the four licensing objectives. We also felt that it was necessary to vary the times of the licensing activity slightly with regards to the sale of alcohol and the provision of live and recorded music in order to allow for drinking up time and for clearance of the licensed premises by the end of the permitted opening hours. And we also considered that the two conditions agreed earlier during the course of this hearing and sort of that I've described in the conditions deemed appropriate for promotion of licensing objectives section of this report were appropriate because of the concerns that residents have raised over public nuisance and crime and disorder. This decision takes immediate effect, so it's effective from today. And if any person does wish to appeal, they do have a right to appeal against this decision. That appeal can be raised by the holder of the premises license or any other person who made relevant representations in relation to this application. The appeal and the appeal fee must be lodged with the clerk of Stevenage Magistrates Court no later than 21 days after the day on which the parties were notified of the licensing authority by the licensing authority of this decision. And I think what is going to be particularly relevant for residents is that you do have a right of review. At any stage following the grant of a premises license, a responsible authority, such as the police, or any other persons, such as residents, affected by licensable activities at the premises, may apply to the licensing authority to review the license because of a matter arising at the premises in connection with any of the four licensing objectives. The review is a request for the council to look at the existing licence and decide whether its conditions are adequate to meet the four licensing objectives defined under the Licensing Act 2003. At a review hearing, the subcommittee has a range of options available, starting with no additional action and progressing through to revocation of the licence. All right, and we've also included in this decision an additional information note because there was some concern and perhaps confusion around event days and what event days are in the definition of an event. So just for transparency, the subcommittee placed on record that an event day is any day when licensable activity, which is the sale and supply of alcohol, regulated entertainment, or late night refreshment take place. So for example, because I think having a worked example is helpful in these instances, the sale of alcohol to residential guests on a Friday night and then a wedding on the Saturday And then a Sunday breakfast brunch with alcohol would constitute three event days, not one single event, three event days. So that would be three of the 75 event days. Okay? All right, lovely. That is the end of the decision notice. As I said, it will be available online from tomorrow morning. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.